On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcomed Jeffrey Marks with stories from his book, Afterlife Interviews, Volume 2. If you liked the first book, you'll really like the second one.
And on Saturday, Lauren Archer offers 100 brief lessons on changing habits. Want change? Well, you can do it.
Then astrologer Eileen Grimes talks about birth charts of people in today's news. Destined for greatness or doomed for destruction.
Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Now, I'll give you some contact information for you at the moment here. And if you need to give us a call for any reason, if you've got questions or comments, Kathy's going to continue the interview with me here through the second hour. We'll get to current events. But if there's something you want to know from me, you can call in. And for the 11 o'clock hour, and if somebody just has to call in before, I will answer your behavior training and healing questions if you give us a call. So jot these numbers down in case you want them. A local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can send us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can also use that email address if you're interested in applying for the volunteer Animal World call screener position. It is open, and we would love to have you become part of the Animal World family. And if you've always wanted to get behind the scenes in radio and be a part of the show, and you can be as much or as little a part of the show as you like, and we can be flexible with your hours, so you're not required to be here for every show all the time. But would love to hear from you. And you can email me at animalworldlive@hotmail.com or give me a call at 360-217-7258. If you need to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's in Monroe, Washington, 98272. And if you need my help as a behavior therapist or trainer, as you're hearing more about what I do, and you can call me. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So it's always worth calling me. And if I can help you out quick for free over the phone, I will. If I'm not the best one to help you out, I probably know who is, and I'll send you on. Otherwise, we'll chat about what's going on. I'll let you know how I can help you, and we can set up an appointment either on the phone or in your home. And you can reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. The number is 360-217-7258. And remember, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal. It's called Our Animal Friends. Been doing that for 8 years now. And you can pick it up for free, the New Spirit Journal, on lots of outlets all around the Pacific Northwest, or you can read it for free online at www.newspiritjournal.com. And phew, I think that takes care of all the contact stuff, and I'm going to turn the mic back over to my right-hand gal, soon-to-be host of Animal World, Kathy.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I was just wondering, I've observed and have heard a lot of people talk about how they've gotten their start in radio. Mm-hmm. And it seems as though a lot of people that I've heard from, they just kind of fell into it. It was just something that just kind of happened.
Uh-huh.
Now, was this your story or?
Totally.
Or was this a goal that you had? Tell me a little bit about that.
It was, as you know, a little more than 20 years ago. And it was at the time I was living at my farm, I believe, out, in Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a radio, pretty much it was AM radio in those days, not so much FM yet.
Right.
And it seems I'm talking about the dark ages, you know. And I am a oldie moldy kind of doo-wop rock and roll fan, always
uh-huh.
have been. And so I listened at the time to KVI.
Uh-huh.
Radio, which was oldies. And that was my favorite channel. So, it was on my clock radio. I'd wake up to that at night, go to bed, and listen in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talk radio, when it began, the first talk radio station in Seattle market was KVI. So they changed from being an oldie station to talk radio.
Oh, boy.
And I was not a happy camper. But it was my radio station. Of course, I didn't, so I listened. Well, what is this talk radio all about? So
yeah.
I'd listened for a while before I found another oldies station. And in that process of listening, I thought in my mind, I had the thought, gosh, I'd like to do a radio show about animals.
There was your cue right
so
there.
So it was just a thought. I
uh-huh.
didn't know then that... thought directs energy,
mm-hmm.
Ask and you're in that there's anything. And I didn't realize there was anybody listening or that might. But I remember that was like in November of whatever year it was. I had the thought and I put it out. Gee, I'd like to do a radio talk show about animals. I didn't have time to do anything about it because the first week of January that next year, so this is November. That I'm thinking that, because
right.
probably the talks, they started that fall sometime. Started in November. The first week of January, KVI called me and said, we have a sponsor that wants to sponsor an animal talk show, but we need a host. And so we asked everybody in the area who should host the show, and everybody says Martha Norwalk should host the show. At the time, see, remember, there wasn't a trainer or behavior therapist everywhere. I did a lot of local television for anybody that remembers Northwest Afternoon and
even
Seattle
before
today.
Radio?
Before I did radio, yeah. I did a lot of local television. I was a regular guest on Northwest Afternoon and Seattle Today, and then I did a regular segment on a Cairo Evening Show, and so I was and I was doing at the time a regular segment on the Cairo Noon News. So I was kind of all over the place. I was on doing a lot of Cisco. Everybody knows Cisco and gardening, and Cisco still does do TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Cisco
mm-hmm.
and I, we did all the same shows together and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, so they said, well, so are you interested? I said, you betcha. And they said, well, all right, come on down. So without anything, I just, it didn't take met with the sponsors and all of that. And within a month's period of, well, let's see, because that was the first week of January they called me. I think we went on the air like the first week of maybe like March or April. I'd have to go check the dates. But So it didn't take more than, a couple, 3 months, and I was on the air. And it was an hour show. I can't remember whether it was Saturday morning or Sunday morning.
Right.
But it was funny because everybody was there, meaning even though it was a weekend morning, and I had a co-host that helped do the show, who did what like my, it was like Mike.
Okay.
His name, it was Jim Flack was the production engineer, and so he kind of started that. It was an hour show, and I remember the production director of the station and all of that. Everybody was there that particular Saturday morning, or what I think it was 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. Maybe I did the first show, and they were everybody was running around and everybody was all excited, and they had told me ahead of time. They said, "Well, we're just starting this out and we haven't done anything on the weekend, so nobody's going to call.
Oh,
so be prepared to talk for an hour." And of course, they didn't know me. So
they didn't know you.
And you can hear, listen to me now. It's like, okay, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
I can do that. But I didn't prepare anything because even when I teach or do classes, I don't prepare anything. I just open my heart and it just flows.
Yeah.
Right. So I didn't prepare anything, but I knew if there was, I could talk anyway. So. Jim started the show, and at that point was the KVI Pet Show, introduced me, and we talked for the first little segment, maybe 3-4 minutes about who I am and what I do. And then he gave out the phone numbers if anybody wanted to call and ask questions, and we went to break. Well, the phone lines lit up, and they were full by the time we came back. They stayed full for the whole show. They were full for 10 years. Well, and, a year later, I moved to Como and all of that. But
right.
The phones never stopped.
Wow.
It was very, very popular from the beginning. And everybody was blown away. So that's how I started.
Well, it seems as though that worked out just perfectly for you. But my one question would have been, what would you have done differently in that whole situation in radio? Is there anything that you can think of that you may have liked to change about that experience?
Nope.
Everything went
no,
it sounds I, like
yeah.
it all went smoothly.
Yeah, yeah.
Without a hitch.
Because I didn't, if I'd have tried to do anything, I'd have probably gotten in my own way. I didn't do anything except put out the thought that I wanted to do radio, and bam.
It just happened. It just happened. What would you do more of? Can you think of anything? Anything you would have added to that?
Well, I always, back then, at that point, back then, the goal was to be, syndicated and to be, on lots of show and all of that all over the place.
Yeah.
I always kind of thought that I'd like to do that. I did have a experience with that for a few years where we were on other stations. But I have to say, I don't know about that now because... When, you're doing, if you're syndicated, you're on other stations, first of all, you have to be real specific about time. You have to be real precise about time. And, on this show, we can fool around a little bit because we're not on any other channel except here.
Uh-huh.
So we have to start on time. We have to end on time. But if we push things in, we're really into a conversation and want to push off the commercials and stuff, we can do that.
Right.
So I like that.
Yeah.
Also, with being here and doing things the way that we do, I have complete control of the show. And I control all the advertises as well. And if I'm working for another station or it's in a syndication, or they're just buying the show, you get so much of your own advertising time. The rest of the station can throw in anything they want to. And I found over the years that I like being able to control who advertises, because I don't want to advertise something I wouldn't use myself, or promote anything that isn't good for animals,
right?
And that I wouldn't use myself. But the major money in advertising is for the crappy foods and the chemical flea stuff and all the stuff that I don't use. I don't believe in. And what I realized in doing radio is that if the commercial plays during your show, even though it's not your voice and you're not endorsing, if it's on during your show, the assumption is by those that are listening that you're endorsing it.
Isn't that true?
Uh-huh. And of course, you can't like come on and say, now, I don't like this and I don't recommend it, but listen
but here
to
you
these
go.
Ads.
Yeah.
You know, so you're kind of like zipped.
Yeah, you have more flexibility now.
Oh, yeah. And I would get in so much trouble because back then I've always just told the truth on the air and what's going on. And you know, the producers and stuff, you know, the show, they'd in a break would come in. Don't bring them into the, don't let them in the kitchen is what they called it then. Don't tell them what's going on, you know.
Oh, no, not good.
You know, if, you know, the production engineer just spilled his drink all over the, don't tell anybody that. Don't tell, you know. And so... Now, of course, that is exactly the way radio's done these days. You know, well, first it was the shock jocks who told the truth about what's going on, and then, but pretty much that's, you know, that's a fun kind of radio, is sitting
it
around
is.
Chatting and you get to know people, and
it's true,
and you're real. So
very good.
I can't say that I'm very happy doing what I'm doing now. And if we were picked up and were syndicated and so forth, I would certainly look at that. But we'd have to change some things. And so you have to give up some stuff,
there's
freedom
give and take,
of the control and, you know, who advertises. And then there's a lot more advertising and
that's true.
You have to pay more attention. You have to work harder.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're getting close to our little session here. But when we come back, I would like to talk to you more about this St. Francis prayer that you read. And because that's my favorite part of the show, or one of them.
I always say that. It's
one
your
of
favorite
them.
Part.
Yeah.
And okay, that's interesting.
So,
all right. So we will, Mike, let's take care of advertisers and sponsors just a smidge early here, and that'll keep us on time for this hour. Remember, everybody, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no us. And you just heard, we handpick our advertisers here. Mm. Everyone that advertises with Animal World is here by invitation because they do something really good for people, animals, or the planet. And by the way, if you'd like to join the crew, we've got really inexpensive advertising. And we would love to have you. As little as $26 a week, you can join the show. We even got it down from what my little commercial says. So listen, pay attention, stay right where you are, and more talk with Kathy interviewing Martha straight ahead right here on Animal World Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Jana Rosewood help. For over a decade, Jana has helped relationship seekers gain clarity in their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 19 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. Meet with Jana in person at East West Bookshop, where she is available for private intuitive consultations on April 19th and May 31st. Contact Jana today at rosewoodwisdom.com.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, it's Martha and Kathy here, and it's our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're midway through the second hour of our Mother's Day edition here on Animal World. And you know, it's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday on Animal World, and we are going to be entertaining your phone calls and behavior training and healing questions. But at the moment, Kathy is interviewing me, because that really has never officially happened, I don't think. And so we'll turn it so back over to Kathy.
So much to learn about you, Martha.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, she said she thought I was a mystery. And
you
like,
are
really?
Sometimes.
It's been more than 20 years, and I just, I feel like I'm an open book. But
yeah, you know, one of my favorite parts of your show is the St. Francis prayer. And I'm just wondering, has there been an experience that led you to bringing that part into your show? And how long have you been reading that prayer in your show?
Huh. Well, actually, you know, I don't think it hasn't, relatively speaking, you know, that the show's been on the air for more than, 20 years, more than 20 years. It hasn't been that long.
Okay.
And I think I started doing it, I think, after I became a disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda and Kriyabhan, you know, through the Ananda Church of Self-Realization. And that's where I go to temple once a month when I'm not here.
Uh-huh.
And doing that, I have ever since I've been on the air, had a spiritual practice in my life. But way back when, in on the bigger stations and where I started and so forth, that kind of a presence on the show was not
accepted. Yeah.
And but as of the last 10, boy, I think it's been 11 years now. I think we missed year number 11 here on KKNW Alternative Talk. So I think we were actually 11 years the first Sunday of April, I think.
Wow.
Anyway, the Mr. and Mrs. KKNW are far more lenient in terms of what they allow on the air, and it's a more spiritual genre on the station. After all, it is alternative talk.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
And I think being more connected to my spiritual foundation and so forth, I wanted to bring more of that into the show. And I tend to just follow my guidance. And now that I do have a guru, you know, if you asked me 20 years ago would I ever had a guru, I'd say no way, but I do. Go figure on that.
Yeah.
And I felt I was directed to do this. And mm-hmm. St. Francis is the patron saint of animals. And I did have an experience with St. Francis many years ago. And so he has been a guide and to me and overseeing and guiding my work with the animals since that time. So I have, feel a connection and affiliation with St. Francis. It's a real
wow.
woo-woo story.
I
think I've told it before on the air.
Do you want to share with that? Share that with us?
I can. And you didn't hear that story?
Well, I'm sure I have, but there's plenty of people out there that haven't.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's in the woo-woo category. That's for sure. But it was, I don't know. Probably a good, I don't know whether it was 20 years ago or somewhere in that time frame.
Uh-huh.
And I had my first spiritual teacher and was doing instruction and training in light work and that sort of stuff. And one of my friends was ordained in a New Age church back then, which was a little church. It was called Chapel of the Bells in Seattle. It was off Aurora.
Oh.
And it was a sweet little place. Anyway, I went there for her ordination, I think it was called.
Okay.
Met the gal that ran the place and all of that. I don't even know if it's still there. All right. So after that, at some point, they did classes there sometimes at that church. Well, the minister, the woman that ran the Chapel of the Bells, she called me up and said that she had scheduled a talk about animals on this Friday night coming up, that the person that was going to do the talk on animals had canceled on her. But the publicity was already out, and she couldn't retract it. And so she was kind of stuck. And so she wondered if I, by chance, was available and would come down and do a talk on animals. Well, you know, it was Friday night, and, you know, I remember, so I said, sure, I'll come down. So I drove down from the farm that Friday night, and I don't know if it was to start at 7 o'clock or what, but, you know, I got there early and was sitting around with her, and I think the talk was in the chapel area, and we were sitting at a little table, and nobody came, and it was getting closer to 7 o'clock, and a gal walked in, and it turned out that she was... I don't even remember her name, but she stopped and introduced herself and said there was an atrium area in this compound area. And she said that she was doing a class, that she was a channel.
Okay.
And was doing a class, you know, a gathering. And then she just said, so, you know, if nobody shows up, you know, for the animal talk, if you'd like to come and join our gathering, I'd love to have you. And please just come on up and join us if you end up with nothing to do down here.
Hmm.
So I said, okay. Well, and you know, make a long story a little bit shorter. 7 o'clock came and went, and nobody showed up for the animal talk. So I was thinking I would just leave, and that something said no, stay. And it was like, well, I drove all the way down here.
Right.
I might as well, you know, and I was not into, you know, I guess I was on a spiritual path. I uh-huh. I was learning about channeling and had a limited experience, but I really mm-hmm. didn't know a mm-hmm. lot about what was going on with that. So, but I said, well, okay, I'll go there. So I went up, and they were sitting in this atrium area, and they'd already started, and the gal who was leading the group was sitting at one end, and then there was a circle. Everyone was sitting on the floor in a circle around her. Mm-hmm. There was one spot open in the circle, and that was directly across from the channel. And, you know, a channel is, you know, like Robin Alexis, they bring through entities or beings or whatever. So anyway, I came in, they welcomed me in, and I sat down, and she continued to talk, whatever she's doing. And then at some point she said, oh, something along the lines of Martha, we'd like to talk to you, or, you know, I'd like to talk to you for a moment, and thank you for coming and joining us. And we apologize for the deception.
Really?
And then the channel said, so we apologize for the deception, but it was the only way to get you here, because it isn't often that one has a chance to thank another for saving their life in a past life. And I have that opportunity now and wanted to take it. So I said something like, oh, I know. The gal that was channeling, she channeled a being called Master Katumi, whom I had never heard of. I had no clue who Master Katumi is. And any of you that are listening that are into spiritual stuff, you'll know that name. It was one of the spiritual masters, but I had no idea. And so I said, well, wait a minute. And mind you, I had just only, you know, in the few years previous to this, had just awakened to the fact that we do have past lives and that we're not just one and all of that. And I did understand that by this time. But, you know, I didn't have a whole lot of experience. And anyway, I said, so, well, wait. I said, you know, I have no clue who you are. Master Katumi, I've never heard of you. I don't know who you are. You know, how about, yeah. I don't understand. And then the person said, well, dear one, we did walk the earth one lifetime as Saint Francis. And are you familiar with the story of Saint Francis? And I said, well, sorta, because I was sorta. And he says, well, you do recall the lifetime in Assisi and when Saint Francis's life was being threatened, and there were parties after him, and there was a nun that took him in and sheltered and hid him and cared for him and saved his life. And I said, well, I sort of remember that. And they said, well, dear one, you were that nun.
Wow.
And so we want to take that opportunity. I want to thank you for that.
Mm.
And by the way, you know, we've been watching your work with the animals and know why you're here and what you're doing, and would like your permission to oversee your work and guide you in your work with the animals in this lifetime. And I kind of said, well, oh, sure, okay.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, and there was more that happened that evening and all that sort of stuff. But
didn't the red flag go up for you when they said all of that? Did it make you kind of be leery, the fact that it was, they had said that they had to deceive you to get you there?
Well, I mean, they were, you know, was right up front about that.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of, couldn't really argue with it.
Yeah.
You know, that I had been called at the last minute to come down. I came down, nobody showed up, and here I was, and this is all.
Yeah.
And sure, it could have been all baloney. But I had learned by that point, and I've learned even more now, that, you know, if you think about things, your mind can convince you of anything depending on what information you look at. But your heart, your body won't lie to you.
This is
so
true.
I pay attention to what's in my heart and what I feel and how it feels to me. And, you know, and I have good BS meters now, and I know what, you know, when somebody's telling me something and how it feels or resonates or whatever. And I actually, when something is really true, and this happens when I'm working with people and their animals.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm on the right track, or the information that I'm bringing through is what these people or this animal needs, you know, I get a surge of energy in my body that tells me that it's right. I had the confirmation energy within me. I knew in my heart that what was being spoken to me was true.
Okay.
And I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, so I had I thought it was pretty weird, and all that, and I didn't tell anyone for years. I didn't tell.
Oh, I can imagine.
I mean, this is pretty huge that I speak about it, and I think I told the story when I was doing the show with Robin Alexis when she brought St. Francis through, you know, probably a couple years ago or so. For the first time, I told the story publicly.
Well, especially when you're starting a career.
Yeah, so it's not usually something I talk about.
You don't say things to people usually when you're starting something new. And
so it isn't something I generally, it's not a story I tell. I've only told it twice in public. Uh-huh. This is the second time.
Uh-huh.
And but
Well, let's go back to.
So that's where the prayer came from. I felt directed at the time. It was kind of like, okay, it's time to step. You know, the.
You're feeling a confirmation that it's okay to share that. Let's go back to the St. Francis prayer. Mm-hmm. What line in the prayer speaks loudest to you?
Well, you know, because I do two. I do the one for the animals.
Right.
And I don't know that there's one specific line. And I don't resonate with every line of the prayer, but it is the prayer, and it's the one that I felt directed to use. So I use it because I'm not in charge. I like it so. I like the feeling of, you know, where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. It's a positive prayer, and wanting to shift, you know, the lower or the darker emotions and energies into the positive, into the light, into the joy. And it brings through a request of being more giving more than taking. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
So that's what I appreciate about the prayer.
That's true. Staying positive.
And right.
What do you struggle with most in that prayer?
I think it's towards the end. In that dying that we're born to eternal life.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it takes dying to be born to eternal life. I think we are eternal. But I also believe very much in reincarnation. Mm-hmm. Not that this is a religious show, but I believe all religions tend to hint or talk about reincarnation. I think it's Jesus talked about it in the Bible. To me, that is my truth. I know, and I believe, and like Master Yogananda says, we live millions of lifetimes, millions and millions of lifetimes before we even care about spirit and God and all of that and why we're really here and what's really going on. So
we're in the process.
I don't think we live one lifetime and are born to eternal life, which I think that last line in the prayer alludes to.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't, but, you know, I was guided to use it, so I do. But like I said, I think we live gazillions of lifetimes.
Right. Yeah. Well,
perfecting.
We're in the process.
Our spirituality in human form and working our way back to God, you know, Creator, Heavenly Father,
Divine Mother. And perfecting
ourselves. Yeah.
Right.
Finding that God part of us.
I think you're right. Well, I think it's time to,
you know what,
visit our sponsors here.
I think you're right.
And pay attention to their message and take it from there.
Because we know without them,
there's no us. Absolutely.
And so listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Yeah, it is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, and it's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 AM to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We're on the downside of the second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World, and it is a behavior training and healing Sunday with me, but Kathy's practicing interviewing, and so she's been interviewing me, and we're going to continue that for a little bit, do current events, and then we're opening phone lines if you've got behavior training or healing questions to ask. But right now it's Cassie's turn to ask the questions.
Well, like you said, this is the behavior and training Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a quote that I read from somewhere. It must have been one of those anonymous quotes.
Yeah.
But it says here, I had a wonderful teacher in regards to animal behavior. My dog, Rusty.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me that animals have personalities, minds, and feelings. So what is your pets taught you, Martha? Both the past and the present,
like
gang.
I would want to say everything, but, you know, I mean, I've had some wonderful mentors over the years. When I first started, I knew I was stepping out of the world of training into behavior therapy because, you know, I told you, I mean, training wasn't solving the behavior problems. But nobody else was doing that. you know, and now, of course, there's personalities on TV doing behavior therapy all over the place for animals. But back then there wasn't. But a book crossed my desk. Was managing Green Lake Animal Hospital in Seattle. And I do believe this is part of my metaphysical background now. I mean, you track to yourself what you need to learn and grow from. And being as that I was doing the front office, I got the mail. And, you know, and back then publishers would send out books and so forth. A book crossed my desk. It was called Behavior Problems in Dogs by William Campbell. And he actually was a behavior person for humans in corporate America. And he had turned it, the work he did with humans and teaching humans to get along and solve problems, into working with animals and solving problems, and wrote this book. Well, when I read this book, because when I was learning about dog training, I attended lots and lots and lots of, you know, weekend and daytime seminars, you know, by all the what I would call the great white gods of dog training,
right,
and go and sit and listen to them. And I learned lots about training techniques and that sort of thing. But the one thing that always bothered me is that most of these authorities or experts in dog behavior would start out with, you know, dogs don't think and reason. They don't have feelings and emotions. And, you know, they're not like us. And therefore, da 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 da. Well, I would listen to that. I tried to believe it. I even preached it for a while. But I learned from my animals firsthand and already knew from the beginning that that's not true.
Did this person have animals?
It wasn't just one person. It was pretty much all of them back then.
Yeah, I'm talking about the author of the book.
And it is still sometimes the belief system of those that work in the left brain scientific world. Okay. And I've said this on the air, I'll say it again. I believe they have to stay in that belief system in order to justify what they do to animals in terms of the research and all of that. And right now what's popping in my head? Elephants, elephants, elephants,
right.
Woodland Park Zoo, Woodland Park Zoo. Okay, because they're in that left brain scientific world of it's okay what we do with the elephants, because in the bigger picture, we're helping to save them so they don't go extinct and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right, right.
If they truly, if they in their hearts
listen to their
hearts, that animals think and reason. They have feelings and emotions. And elephants especially.
They're so intelligent.
Yeah. They couldn't do what they're doing.
Right.
Okay. And that happens for, anyway, when I read Bill Campbell's book and the Behavior Problems in Dogs, it was the first time that I got support and confirmation that I'm not the only one that knows this. And it was a whole different way of dealing with dogs and changing behavior. And it was, you know, it was that beginning of the push out of the old school of dog training into the new world and the operant conditioning and positive stuff. And changing the way animals feel about, you know, dogs feel about things and all that kind of stuff. So it was a major awakening
switch for you.
Confirmation for me and the push that I needed to continue with the path and the work that I was creating in behavior therapy. There was another book that came out at the time by Dr. Daniel Tortora. Gosh, and I forget the name of the book is slipping. I can almost
but it was
see it.
But
it
more
on
the
same
lines.
It was about behavior therapy and dogs and similar type techniques and that sort of thing. And I worked and learned personally both with Bill Campbell and Daniel Tortora were the two way back when that really kind of opened up. But in terms of the quote that you read. I mean, I now when I teach, and I'm going to start teaching again in August at East West, I'll be teaching my communicating with animals and the human to animal transference. I start out now by saying animals do think and reason. They do have feelings and emotions. They're not that much different than we are. And of course, my spiritual learning, you know, that started about 25 or so years ago, helped me understand that we're all a part of God, and I don't, you know, can't quite explain everything, you know, but we pop out and then have to go through a soul evolution of, like you said, perfecting ourselves to merge back into all that is Creator God, whatever you want to call it. And I believe, now say this is getting my spiritual beliefs again, but I believe that when, you know, soul vibration comes into the earth plane, you go through the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, where, you know, the insects and all of that, the lower vibrations into the animals, and then wild, and then into domestic, and then into human form. So bottom line being that I believe that it's the same soul vibration in animals that are in humans, but they're in dog suits or cat suits as opposed to human suits. And there's different genetic DNA coding that comes along with the physical body that you live in. Our brains function differently and so forth. And there's been different soul experience in there. So you have to understand all of that stuff in order to help the being, the soul vibrate inside the dog. So you got to understand, you know, cats aren't like dogs and dogs aren't like cats. But then every once in a while you get a dog that moves into a cat suit, and then, you know, you got a combination in terms of working with them. But I do believe they think and reason, have feelings and emotions, that needs to be that you can communicate with them. But you still have to understand what works for dogs and what works for cats, or what works for birds, or what works for horses, and then individual breeds and all that sort of stuff. And that's where, you know, the holistic approach that I use in behavior therapy comes in.
And if we're quiet enough and pay attention to what's going on, and understanding that they do have the personalities and the feelings, and I think
totally.
That
it's like anyone that's lived with animals.
Partly, I mean, how they teach us.
You can't really deny that.
No, I know. I'm getting a little off track here, but I do remember hearing many times people say, oh, it's just an animal. And there's nothing that burns me more than that, because they have a very important role in our lives. And I think it's very important to respect them and give them the same love and attention
that's another reason why family members. You know, and why we celebrate, you know, Mother's Day, as you know, us mothering our animals.
That's true.
Because they can be like your children and be part of your family and all of that. And there's nothing worse that you can say to someone who's just lost a beloved animal friend.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's only an animal.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, you know.
And I've had that experience. I know I talked about my little squeaky girl, you know.
Yeah.
Just taking her on. She was just my baby. She was, now that I have, you know, human children, I can't see much difference between the two. That might sound silly to some people out there, but
they're just
as important as my human kids. So
yeah.
But anyway,
and I think it's important to honor that for everyone. And I do my best to understand those that don't understand it, and
right.
But then acknowledge those that do.
So Martha, how have you ever been asked to consult in regards to people's horses? Do you work with horses?
Well, I work with anything in an animal suit. A lot of what I teach applies to all types of animals. My expertise, of course, is in the world of dogs and cats, and that's what I work with most. With horses, I have consulted on horse cases from time to time, and sometimes, usually it's troubleshooting, you know, because I'm not an expert, you know, in horses, and I'm not a horse trainer and all of that. I've worked with horses and with them all my life, and I owned horses.
Yes.
For
Dan.
Yeah, I had Dan for 34 years, was, you know, my beloved horse, so I learned a lot in that regard, but I'm certainly not an expert in any means. But when I work with horses, it's usually a troubleshooting thing, and it may come up at a seminar or class that I'm teaching, or working with, you know, my horse is doing this, and we haven't been able to find a way to solve that, so what can I do about that specific problem?
Right. Well, that's
then
good.
I can usually get creative and figure out something.
Yeah.
But I, you know, like I said, I'm not a horse trainer
specialist
per se.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think you kind of do when you have your own. And you've lived with Dan for 30 years. You've learned a few things.
Yeah,
but
well,
anyway,
I was just saying, I was looking at the clock.
Yeah, we need to get on
well,
to
we need
the
to do current events.
Current
but
events.
Why, let's push it and let's just keep chatting through the rest of this hour. We'll give out phone numbers when we're done, and then we'll come back and start with current events in the 11 o'clock hour. Take phone calls if anybody needs help with behavior and training. But, you know, we've got 4 minutes left here, so let's chat our way through this.
Okay, very good. So any more that you would like to share about your horse, Dan? Have you said once before that you think cats and horses tend to be the most...
Oh, well, I do. There's a line that I do use, and that's of all the domestic animals that we live with, in my experience and understanding, the most emotionally and intuitively sensitive are cats and horses. Now, that applies specifically to what I teach when I'm teaching communicating with animals, interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. When it's they get the pictures in your mind telepathically, they feel what you're feeling empathetically. Of all the domestic animals we live with, the most competent in those abilities, generally speaking, are cats and horses. Like, for example, with cats, if you need to solve problems with cats, you can just talk to them. And, mm-hmm. and if you're good at visualizing what you're talking about and explain things, they get it. Most of them speak English. Horses, same way. Whereas dogs, you've got to establish some leadership. You've got to do some teaching. They need to respect you, or you know, it goes in one ear and out the other. They're not listening. So now that's there's always an exception. There are no absolutes, generalities. I'm speaking in. So they're like certain breeds of dogs are better at being emotionally and intuitively sensitive and better communicators than others, like the herding breeds of dogs. They're very gifted in telepathic communication, because if you're one dog and you got to be in charge of a whole uh-huh. herd of sheep, or you have to know what they're thinking and what's coming at you and what they're in order to be at the right place at the right time. So depending on what dogs were bred to do, they can be better at some stuff rather than others. I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh,
to you.
It does. You know, so you're saying that the herding dogs tend to be more focused, right?
Well, it they can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But well, they tend to be better telepathic and empathetic communicators in general.
It's funny.
And they're also smarter. They have better left brains, too.
Yeah, they are very smart.
And
very
the smart ones, and that doesn't mean they're easy to deal with either. Because it's the Einsteins and the Dumbos in the dog world that cause all the trouble. The middle of the roaders, which are where your most popular breeds of dogs, sporting breeds, you get your labs and your golden retrievers. They're the middle of the roaders. You know, they're not Einsteins, they're not Dumbos. So they're much easier going in terms of their lifestyle. And
yeah, that brings to mind life. We have a miniature Aussie. Her name is Abby. Abby is adorable, so smart. But I'll tell you, when you're out in the yard or at the dog park or wherever you are, she tends to, we call it her ADD.
Oh.
Doggy ADD. And I guess that's because maybe she hasn't gone through enough behavior training.
That's why, yes, with a herding breed of dog, you need to establish first and foremost leadership and respect.
Yes.
And then boundaries and control. And if they respect you as leader, then you can have absolute control.
Oh, yeah.
If you watch some of those herding, you know, some of the YouTube videos on the herding dogs and the control and all of that. But that doesn't come automatically, because most of us spoil our dogs before we establish leadership. And so that they think they're in charge. And well, so then they don't listen when there's something else that's more important.
Well, my son, he's pretty good at keeping Abby, you know, having that leadership role with her. But still, there are times when the ADD in her little brain runs over.
Yeah, and that's where, of course, you know, see, and that's where the obedience, we were going to wrap up here, but
yeah,
that's
let's
where
do that.
Obedience class and learning impulse control. See, because the ability to shut off that distraction.
Uh-huh.
And respond or pay attention to something else is impulse control. and it's learned behavior. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't subscribe only to operant conditioning and clicker training, because we don't teach what's wrong. And I believe dogs are like kids. They need to learn what's wrong as well as what's right. Uh-huh. And they need to learn impulse control so they can use their left brain and say, ah, I listen to mom. Exactly. I don't go after that squirrel. Or whatever exactly. It is. Uh-huh. So anyway,
let's move on.
Let's wrap up this second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. Oh, just in time for the phone to start ringing. Good timing. We'll turn it around. We'll come back and we'll take phone calls if they're there, do current events, get into some good news, and we'll chat more about behavior unless you guys call 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues until noon. Happy Mother's Day right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.